Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it savage or sensible to stop inviting family or friends to events because they never come when you invite them anyway? Like, we all have these people in our lives, right?
Yeah.
Where maybe it's a happy hour, maybe it's a party, maybe it's going to a movie. It could be anything. And you always invite them. But in the back of your mind, you know, they're probably not going to show up.
Probably not. And it's surprising when they do.
Yes. Yeah. Like, when they show up, it's like, hey!
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
it's a surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
But they knew about it.
Yeah, right.
So you get to the point where you're frustrated that they don't show up, and you just stop inviting them to things. And then this is what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is there will post something on social media. The person who now was not invited sees it, and then they have hurt feelings. So with that said, is it savage or sensible to stop inviting those people?
I am going to say savage because you don't know someone's reasons. I mean, so like, you don't know what's going on with them, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like, it could be that like, and I'm going to, you know, make this serious for a second, but with a mental health issue,
sure,
a lot of the time you don't know, you know, if that's what's going on, and that can come off as flaky and like disinterested.
Right. Yes.
However, if you see for a fact that every single time you invite them, they don't show up, and then they go out and they're doing other
something
stuff,
else,
they're posting it on social, they clearly don't care. They clearly don't prioritize you and your events.
Right.
Then yes,
because I think there's certainly valid reasons, right? Then that
yeah.
would certainly be a valid reason. But if you don't know that, and
yeah.
you just take it as them being a flake, and let's be honest, it's
yeah.
not always a mental health issue. Some people are just flakes.
Right.
Or some people just don't care that much.
They don't care about, yeah, about you in particular and your friendship. So in that case, I would say sensible, but I think in general, I'm going to go with savage just because, again, a lot of the time, like, you don't know what their reasons are. And
mm-hmm.
and I think,
well,
it's
if you're close,
to,
but if you're close and you're friends, you would hope that they would feel comfortable sharing
well,
those reasons
and,
with you,
yeah,
right?
And that should be a conversation that should be had. Like, hey, you know, I'm going through some stuff right now, and if I'm not coming out, it's not because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But some people might not be comfortable having those conversations yet.
Yeah.
They might not be at that place. So that's why I would say savage to stop inviting them all together, just because you don't know what's going on. You don't
mm-hmm.
know what's really going on.
If you want to jump in, by the way, click PXY Safe text line at 69822. You can vote at 98pxy.com. You can text in the keyword vote, VOTE, to that same number. Message and data rates may apply on that. Yeah, there's, again, I would be curious to know, like, the percentage breakdown, right? Because
yeah.
it's impossible to know that number. But I'm willing to bet there's just a lot of people who are just like, eh, I just don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. And if you just don't feel like it, they're entitled to not invite you anymore. I have a rule.
Okay.
Unless given like a good reason.
Yeah.
Like if someone's sick, or again, if they open up about something deeper that's going on in their
yeah.
lives, I have a rule. Three invites.
Mm-hmm.
You get three. And then after that, none. You're done.
Wow.
Done.
So three in a row, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not
yeah.
like
three.
Not
you know,
like
it's like a three strikes policy.
Okay. Okay. Because with us, I know it was, I didn't come to your Memorial Day party.
Yep.
And you
bailed last minute.
Well, okay.
So
that's all, it was Memorial
that's
Day.
That's also the thing too, right? There is
yeah.
a difference between like, I'm probably yeah. not going to go right from the beginning or
I never committed to that though, to be fair. I really didn't commit to that. Now your birthday, on the other hand,
yes.
I did commit and I did show up. Your engagement party, I did commit. I did show up.
Yeah, so you're
and
good.
And the baby Super Bowl.
So
thing.
You're good.
Baby shower.
You're in good standing right now.
I am in great standing. Fantastic
but
standing.
The next three things I invite you
that's
to.
That's true.
Unless you come to me with a very valid reason. I'm sorry. It doesn't mean you can't get back on that list. It's like, I'm just going to stop inviting until you like say something. Because
yeah.
if you really cared, you would say something. Like, oh, I really wish I was invited to bowl.
Do you even care?
Right, exactly.
Jamie Lynn on Facebook says, just because us antisocial people don't go to a lot of places, we still like the invite just on the off chance that we're having a good day and we might go. Naomi says it's sensible to stop inviting. What is the point of continuing to invite someone if they never show? I've quit inviting certain people to my daughter's birthday because
oh, yeah.
they never come, so no point in wasting my paper, in wasting paper or my breath.
That's an interesting one too. Because I'm assuming, I would just, if I were to guess, it's an assumption here. I'm speculating, but I'm guessing those are people who don't have kids. Because there is a thing that happens.
Oh, yeah.
There's a thing that happens between friends when one of you has children and the other doesn't.
Yeah.
And there's just some people out there that they're not kid people, right? And that's fine. But it is going to be a bit of a rift in that relationship. Because if you're going to hang out with those parents, odds are there's going to be instances where the kid's going to be there too.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's grab this. 222-9800. Nikki from Clifton Springs on the phone right now. Savage or sensible to not invite family or friends to an event because you know they're not going to come anyway.
Okay, yeah. I think it's savage because my funds are very low right now. And so my friends know not to invite me to certain things because it's going to be too expensive and I'm not going to be able to afford it. But,
well, okay, I think that might be maybe a bit of a caveat here. That's an exception to the rule because we're talking not about the people that can't afford to do things. We're talking about those people who are fully able to but just don't anyway. Like, Whitney's kind of one of these people.
I'm not because you don't know my reasons. You don't know my reasons on any given day. And it is never like a middle finger to that person.
Right.
Ever.
Sometimes it's like I can do it, and then they don't invite me because they're like trying to spare my feelings. But it's like then I miss out on like a good opportunity that like
that you would have gone on.
I did have the money. Yeah, like it just depends on the day, and they don't know my finances, so you know, like if they don't ask, then I'm missing out.
But you got to see, like, okay, again, if you're not opening up about the reasoning why, you got to see the perception that they have because they could very easily just think, oh, they just don't care that much. They don't really want to go. You know what I'm saying? It's very easy if you're not all open about everything.
Right. So you do have to have, I think the person who is never showing up definitely needs to like explain their reasoning and be honest about it. And if they do, then they should continue to be invited.
Yeah. I think that's different. I think that's a little bit of a different spin on it.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I still don't get invited to things because they're trying to stir my feelings. And I explain to them, I'm like, I could have gone because, like, you know, oh, I just got.
Well,
like,
I don't know. To me, it sounds like maybe you need new friends.
You have to have reasoning for everything.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Yep, thank
Bye.
You.
Let's grab this 222-9800.
My name's Jake, and I'm calling from Honeyway Falls.
Hey, what's going on, man? You think it's savage or sensible?
It's a hard one, but I just due to personal experience, I'm going to have to go with that.
Oh, you say savage. Okay. What's your personal experience?
I got lucky. Well, these group of guys, I've been with them since high school. They're like my crew. I'd do anything for these guys. We've basically done everything together, but I've got this one friend who, just as like past like year or two, just doesn't seem to come out as much as he does.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that was a reason why he was like not showing up to stuff?
Like me and my friends, you know, we're kind of cracking jokes about it at first. But then we're like, you know, maybe we should really dig into this
and see if there's something else going on. Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Okay. Oh,
so again, it goes back to you don't know what somebody's reasons are.
Now, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's take it to the poll.
All right.
Again, thank you for voting at 98pxy.com. You can always vote for Savage or Sensible there or by texting vote to 69822. Today, according to the poll at 98pxy.com, Savage or Sensible, not inviting family or friends to an event because they never come when you invite them anyway. 88% of the voters say sensible.
Wow.
Have a conversation if it's deeper than that.
All right.
Otherwise, if you're just a jerk who just is like, yeah, I don't really care about hanging out with you guys, don't get mad when they don't invite you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.